Today we are going to be talking about video games and its effect on teens.
My name is London. My friends think I spend a lot of time on the video game. Sometimes it depends, okay? I'll be on for like 2 hours and then I'll take a little nap or something. And then I'll get back on the game, take another nap, and do it again. But then I wake up at like 6 on the weekend and then I play the game until like 10. That's sometimes.
My name is Tierra. I usually play 3 hours, but on a good day, I play like 6 to 7 hours.
This is Josiah, by the way. I don't really play video games anymore. I used to. Just basically, I play it in the summer when I don't really have anything to do, but I'm too busy to play video games, so.
Hi, I'm Zach. To me, I play pretty much a video game about like 10 or 12 hours a day, basically.
A pro for video games is that it's a nice getaway. It's cool to be able to play a video game, watch it on your TV, chat with other people live, and then just do crazy, like Mortal Kombat. Oh my gosh, I love that game. And it's like a good challenge because you want to beat a certain level in the game. And it's like you're challenging yourself every single day. But the cons, people play too many hours on the game.
This is scientists at the University of California clarify that video games, when exposed for long periods of time, suppress the urge to eat, drink, and sleep. It's the pump of adrenaline that actually makes you not really want to eat, drink, or sleep when playing a video game. It's more like a dopamine-influenced thing.
In conclusion, the research that we found proved that playing a game for 6 straight hours can harm the eyesight. Also, we found that people with dyslexia, they improve their reading skills by playing fast-paced video games, which is a plus. But also keep in mind that playing a video game for 6 straight hours can harm your eyes. Please take breaks in between, but also have fun.